Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
We have a message from the living God that we titled, The Three Things About Faith. The Three Things About Faith. Hebrews 11 and the verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We are here living, and the whole purpose of our lives is to make sure that we are pleased in the sight of God so that God can receive us. He said, in order for our lives to please God, we must believe in God. We must know that God is God. And there is a reward as we seek him and as we come to know him. Romans 1 and the verses 16 to 17. He said, for therein, which is the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The children of God justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, they shall live by faith. And 2 Corinthians 5:7, he said, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. When you couple these three scriptures, it is faith, it is essential to serve God. Faith, it is essential to live and please God. Faith, it is essential to be moving up, stepping up in whatever area of your life. Last week we talked about how we need to live a life that is taking us from faith to faith. Through the preaching of the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed through the preaching of the gospel, and it is meant to take you from one level of faith to another level, coming up higher and higher, being increased in faith, coming closer and closer to God, because the word is meant to draw you closer to Almighty God. So closer you get to know Jesus, higher your faith stands. So we said that we are going to see three things about faith. Number one, we said faith is confidence in God. Faith, it is confidence in God. We're going to use the example of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 15 and the verse is 5 and 6, he said, for 90 years, Abraham was already 90 years old, and this man did not even have a single child. The wife, 10 years less, 80 years old. So when you look at the physical aspect of things, human body is not capable to bring forth at that age. But because this man is called and he has been walking with Almighty God, putting his faith in him, a time came that the Lord brought Abraham. So Genesis 15, 5 to 6, he said, God brought Abraham forth abroad and said, Abraham, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them, so shall thy seed be. That is what God told Abraham. Look unto these stars and see if you can number them. Abraham, I know you don't have any child at this point, but this is my word to you. As you see these stars, so shall thy seed be. Abraham heard it, and he believed in the Lord, and God counted it to him for righteousness. God counted it to him for righteousness. 90 years old, 80 years woman on my side, when there was strength to conceive, nothing happened. And he was still walking with this God. But at this point, when everything has been given up, the body testifies that it is not possible. But the Lord spoke a word in this man's life, and he believed. He believed. He believed. Why did he believe? Romans 4 and the verses 20 and 21. He said, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. This is so wonderful. Abraham, walking with God, the Lord spoke a word, made a promise unto him. Abraham did not look unto his physical body, neither Sarah's womb. But Abraham looked unto God. He looked unto the word that proceeded out of the mouth of the living God. And he came to find out that indeed, man shall not live by bread alone, but shall live by every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of the living God. God has spoken. This God is able to bring forth what he said he is going to do. He didn't look onto the situations, but he was persuaded that God who had made the promise is able to perform that promise. He was persuaded that God who had made the promise was able to fulfill that promise. Which way? Because of the power, because of who God is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of they that diligently seeking him. They that diligently seeking him in faith. They that diligently seeking him, walking with this God in faith. Walking with this God, not in unbelief, but walking with this God, believing that the word of the living God cannot and will not fail in your life. This is what the word of God. Abraham could not see anything of what is going on around him. He could only hear the word of God and know the power, trust in the power, trust in the ability, trust in his potential. Because, and he is right. God speaks. God is not a man. He told us, he said, I am not a man to lie. He doesn't lie. He does not see the way that man sees. He does not. He sees the spirit, the heart of a man. That is what Almighty God sees. So man cannot see the way that God sees. Therefore, it would take the spirit of God in a man to come up higher to believe in this spirit, which is the Holy Ghost that has spoken into his life, and know that indeed, I have to know that is God that has spoken and not the word of a man. When a man is making a journey with the Lord, you are meant not to be looking onto what people are going to say. You are not even meant to be looking onto the situation itself. but be looking unto the one who made that promise that he's going to take you there. Because if he said it, he said it in his possibilities. If he said it, he said it in his power. God speaks in his potentials. God, Almighty God, will not say something that he cannot do. Because he is the I am that I am. When he says it, it is established. Matter of fact, because you are existing, the Lord God only revealed to you what he had already planted in your life. So the word of God that comes to you is a word that is already established. It is only belonging to the man that is walking with God to know that I am not walking with man, but I am walking with God. And if I am walking with God, whatever that the Lord has spoken to my ears, to my heart, it shall surely come to pass. So in Hebrews 6 and the verses 15, he said, so after Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. After Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So you can see that it's not just believing, it's not just faith. Faith has to be coupled with endurance. Faith has to be coupled with patience. And then you will definitely see the promise of the Lord being established in your life. Very important. Endurance. It means that something is going to shake the word that God has given you. Endurance. It means that something is going to come as a tribulation in the environment. But you still have to see God. Patiently, in meaning that you're going to be seeing others running faster than you. You still have to wait upon the living God. Endurance and patience. You will be tormented. You will be afflicted. You will be going through tough times. Jesus Christ in John 16:33, he said, in me you will have peace, but in the world ye shall have tribulation. Tribulations are part of the promises of Almighty God to bring forth that the Lord is going to do in your life. Jesus said it, that in the world you will have tribulation. It's a word of God. It's a word of God. But the Lord said that if I have spoken it, it shall surely come to pass. If I have spoken it, it shall surely come to pass. So the only one that can, you know, stop the word of the living God being performed in your life is yourself. It is yourself. What you don't want, God will not do it for you. What you don't want, God will not do it for you. But if God has spoken that word in your life and it has come to be settled as the word of God, not the word of man. The word of man, anything can blow it out. But if it's the word of God, God watches over his word to see it being performed. He watches over his word. He watches over his word. He watches over the word to, you know, in power, in grace, no matter what they will do, as far as you continue looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of that faith. You see that? That Hebrews 12:2 that we read. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. So the author of the word of promise and the finisher to bring to be established and to bring to be performance. The word of promise, that is him. There is a scripture, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:24. He said that faithful is he who called you. He also will do it. Faithful is he who called you. So the one who made you to make the step, he is the one that is also going to take you through all this. Abraham endured the situation. The Lord's promise has come. You're going to face persecutions. You're going to face trials. You're going to go through tough times. But it is your faith has to be coupled with endurance and patience and setting your eyes. Not, you know, disturbance and distraction are not allowed when you want to see the plan and the purpose and the promise of God to come to be established in your life. The enemy will fight you from every corner and anything is allowed to be used. Jesus, we said it, that he said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But the tribulation is not going to overshadow your life. Tribulations are not going to overcome you in only one condition, that you stay in Christ. In me, you will have peace. Storm will be going around you, all around. 10,000 is falling here, 1,000 is falling there. But thy dwelling, which is in Christ, is not being shaken. When people are saying that it is tough, things, not there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. Why? Because we are not dwelling in the same place. We are not dwelling in the same place. So it will come what is killing others. When it comes to you, it is only going to strengthen you. What is not people, no, what I'm making people giving up. When it comes to you, because of faith, endurance, and patience, you will definitely see it to come to pass. Thank you, Lord. So, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 1 and the verse is 20. The word of God says, he said, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea. Yea meaning yes. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are all yes. They are all yes. And in him, amen. Amen meaning it will be so. It will be so. So, this unto the glory of God by us. I love that one. Unto the glory of God by us. The promise that God made to you, that he will bring you to that expected end. The Lord wants to see you at that expected end for him to take glory. I have already been saying that God delights seeing his children being prospered. God delights seeing his children doing well. God is not a wicked God to see you going through, you know, situations that are crushing you and standing there and taking joy. No, the Lord said that, yes, situations that could crush you will come on your way. But I, the Lord, I am with you. When you are going through waters, I will be with you. When you are going through fire, I will be with you. I, the Lord, I will take you out of the hand of the enemy. And you will step over near next. And what I said I'm going to do with you, you shall surely live in only one condition, believing in me and see it coming to pass. Unless you don't want it. But God delights to see us fulfilling what he wants for us and to take his glory. And to take his glory. So the word of the living God, all the promises in Jesus, they are yea and amen. It is yes, which is already signed by heaven. Heaven is giving you that check. But a check that is given by heaven, if through faith you have to turn that check, the back of the check, and sign it and say, amen, it shall surely come to pass. So shall it be. That is faith. Heaven will never reject any check that is signed by Jesus Christ. And your situation can never be the same. It is impossible. Why? God is, he said, he is the word. And the word, it is settled. Nobody shakes God. Said, I am that I am. What is your name? I am. Tell them that my name is I am that I am. Go and define it. Go and tell. Try and trace the family tree. I am that I am. So, you can see that it is not our responsibility to be looking for faith, you know, inside us. We have to look for faith in the promise of God. Some people are talking, say that, oh, if only I can have faith. I can have faith in trusting that the Lord is going to give me this. No. You have to have that faith in the word, the promise. Is God had God made a promise concerning that situation that this is what he's going to do for you. I have faith that this year is a year of my breakthrough. I have faith that this year is a year of my abundance. I have faith that this year I'm going to be millionaire. Is this a word from the living God? It is a rhema that the Lord has spoken to you that this is what I am bringing to pass in your life. And standing on it and said, oh, I have faith. No, you have to have that faith according to the rhema word, according to what the Lord God had given you. The word that is written, if it's a promise from the Bible and you are standing on there, faithful is the Lord that spoke his word, and he shall surely bring it to pass as you trust him and believe him. And you will know if it is really from a word from the living God. You want to see that the word is going to be attacked. The word is going to face persecution. The word is going to face trials. That is how you will know that indeed your God has spoken. Indeed, your God has spoken, because the word will prove itself. Every single time that they will come against that word of God in your life, the Lord will stand for his word. And you'll be seeing that you are facing situations, but one way or another, you are still moving. They want to crush you, but they cannot, and you are still moving. They're wondering how you are moving with all that they are doing, but one way or another, the Lord is moving you. If it is a word from God, heaven will overshadow your environment. Heaven will empower you. Heaven will protect you. Heaven will secure your environment. Heaven will keep you going. The enemy might be rejoicing every time that there is a hit in your life. But let me tell you, that hit is not meant to stop you, because you have become an unstoppable man. Because a man that has received the word of the living God is not the same man anymore. That man is walking with God. That man, his eyes is open onto something that is not physical. He can see what you cannot see. So what you are doing physically to stop him is not something that is going to work, because it is the spiritual aspect that triggers the physical. This is the word of the living God. The word of the living God. So, in Hebrews 6 and the verses 12, we are advised to have the same attitude as Abraham. The word says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Followers of them, through faith and patience, they inherit the promises. So now, we have come to at least see one aspect of these three things that we are going to see. We said that faith, number one, is confidence in God. Confidence in God. He is faithful who had given his word. He promised he would definitely bring it to pass. We have said it all in this. The endurance, there is time notion in there. Patience, time notion also in there. So when is it coming to pass? It is not your time. It is the time of the promise. It is the time of the promise. So number two, we said faith is dependence upon God. One, faith is confidence in God. Two, faith is dependence upon God. We're going to see the reason why God drove Adam and Eve away from the garden. Genesis chapter 3 and the verses 5. He said, God, Satan is the one that came to them, to Adam and Eve, and spoke to Eve. He said, God do know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You see that Satan will come to you and tell you, If only you can come to find out, you can come to knowledge, then you will be like God. You will be able to establish, to bring to pass. If you just let go, you might not catch it. But here, why is it that the moment that they heard, Adam and Eve heard, that they are going to be like God, then they were caught into the devil's trick and they sinned against their God? Simply because they just want to be totally independent from God. You want to be like God, then you don't depend on God anymore. You yourself is God. You yourself is God. So this is something that is extremely important. The moment that man is coming to, you know, to accept, to know, you know, good and evil, it is something that man is just trying to isolate himself and say that, you know what, I know this. I can do it by myself. I can make it happen. I know what to do. I know the right thing to do. I know the way to take. That is independency from God. But if you have faith and you are dependent on God, you depend on his leading, the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Your knowledge does not count, because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. You do not have enough insight to be by yourself. But this is what most people are also, you know, they are caught into this. The devil's same trick that is bringing people to fall. He wants you to know that you are sufficient, that you don't need God. You do need God. The Lord made that promise. Maybe you have a lot of qualification and you said that, oh yes, I know I can make it. And so you are totally going to depend on your personal intellect. It is not going to work. So if you depend on yourself, you will surely die. But if you depend on God, you shall live. If you depend on yourself, you will die as Adam and Eve died. But if you depend on God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, life shall come to you and you shall surely live. Jesus Christ in John 15 and the verses 5, he said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Without me, ye can do nothing. It is important for a child of God to recognize his position of strength. It is important for a child of God to recognize his position of resource. It is important so that you don't move out of your position of strength for the enemy to get you. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You are not even by yourself. You come to be part of this body. You are just a branch that must also supply. But the branch that is receiving its nourishment from the vine. So Christ will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. He will supply when you need security. He will supply the needs according to the word that has been given, the promise of God. So once we come to understand that we cannot do it by ourselves, but with God all things are possible, everything that God has said that you will become, you will definitely become, no matter how much the enemy will try to oppose your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Without me, you can do nothing. A branch, indeed, we said it. So, faith is total dependency on God. If you choose the good because you think that that is the right thing for you, you will definitely miss the best or even the excellent from God. Sometimes we look onto the situation and we see that, oh, okay, this one, no problem, I can handle it. There is a problem. You cannot handle it. The enemy is showing you something that looks like you can handle it. It will take God's power to overcome that situation. So you can obtain something that is good, but it is not what the Lord has for you. The Lord has something that is best, something that is excellent. So as you depend on him, endure patiently and wait to see what the Lord God had in store for your life. There is another thing here. As you depend on God, the book of Habakkuk, because there is a hindrance to faith, which is pride. A hindrance to faith, which is pride. So Habakkuk chapter 2 and the verses 4, he said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in God. A soul that is lifted up is not upright in God, because we said it, that the just shall live by faith. So this scripture here, the just shall live by faith, is quoted at least in three different, we saw it. There is one in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. It's talking about the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. If you live by sight, you shall surely die. You shall surely die. But if you are one that has been justified by God, definitely you must be living by faith. And through faith, the promises of God, through faith, that project will come to be established. Through faith, the Lord will do it. Through faith, the persecutions and the trials and everything that they will try to just keep you on the same spot. It's just, you know, you are there. It seems like you are at the same spot. You know what? It's your time of endurance. It is your time of patience. But when it is God's time for you to move, nothing that keeps you on the bandage, nothing that has been holding you for all this while can ever keep you at that same spot. Your responsibility. Be humble to the word that has come to you. Proud people, people that are so proud, they don't have faith. The proud, they don't have faith. He said, the soul that is lifted is not upright in the sight of God. Because they think they can do it by themselves. Yeah. So, the pride do not have faith because they cannot humble themselves for the Lord to walk with them. And God resists the proud. Automatically, there is no way that the word of the living God can be performed in your life, because you are not in line with the word. You are above the word. If I can be God myself, what do I need God for? These are the proud ones. You know, when you look at, you compare people like the Roman centurion. This is in Matthew 8:5. This Roman centurion came and coming in believing that Jesus can heal the servant that is sick. Jesus said, let me come with you. He said, no. Your word alone is enough. Your word alone is enough. Please release the word and I know that it shall be accomplished. That is faith. He had faith in the word of Christ. Meanwhile, the other side, you have the Pharisees. Because of much pride, because of their knowledge of Bible, they even become the enemies of Christ. They were fighting every single thing that Christ would say. They see themselves as so righteous and knowing so much God and taking glory of God upon themselves. But the one who has been coming to God and knowing that God is God is the one that sets everything that he does into the power, in the goodness. He has confidence in God. He depends on God. That the Lord God who has spoken is definitely going to do it. So that hindrance of pride, it's something that we have to take it out. Many are missing the assignment of God because of pride. Pride cannot allow you to wait. I am now ready. God will tell you when you are ready. When you have gone through this, these situations of trials and all that, how can I, me, myself, how can I be waiting that long and how can I be going through this things? Have you not seen me? How can I be taking this situation? If you cannot come down, I mean, when the Lord had made a promise to take you there, you will come, you will come to God, the Lord will break you. The Lord will take you through school. You have to graduate by taking every single class. Every single class in the school of God before you come out. So if you are not humbled, if you are not someone who is, you know, living his life with the spirit of humility, you will not get there. Man can make you what you desire. But whatsoever that man make it, it is not established as God will do it. Because man is made. But God, who is the creator of it all, when he had done it, it is established. He said, whatsoever that the Lord doeth, it is good. It is good. So the humility aspect of it is essential. Your achievement cannot bring you to a level that God cannot use you anymore. He takes you from one degree of glory to another. One degree of faith to another. So, if you are proud, I used to have a PhD in my country. How can I be coming to America and be driving taxi? How can I be coming to America and be driving taxi? So, your wife is just working herself out. She's going out of strength. When you cross your leg, sitting down at home, when she's at work so much, and you cross your leg, you come down to just dressing and moving around with your PhD, that is not helping nobody. The Lord wants to use you. You are in a new place now. You are in America. Your PhD, maybe God wants to take you higher. You receive a PhD from your country. Now you are going to receive a PhD from the PhD countries. A higher level that the Lord wants to take you. But you are not ready to humble yourself. Nobody comes to America here. If you are a medical doctor in your country, you come here. You have to go through their courses and pass the board. But if they are starting you, they say, we want to see your level of English. They say, how can they give me the ESL type of English? These people are insulting me. Hey, please, don't be chatting. Just go. Go, accept the fact. Go through it and pass it. Then you are ready for the next step. But if you are sitting down there and said, oh, taxi is not my thing. How can I come in America and start with a taxi? The people that are driving the taxi, you are not higher than them. It is just in your mind. Somebody is greater than you, and he is still using that means. Because why? The Lord is taking him through his school. The next thing you know, as you have been sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting, you are glued to the chair. Your life is not moving forth. Complaining and complaining. You are going to kill somebody's daughter. Thank you, Lord. Pride. Let's talk about the last one, which is faith brings obedience to God. Number one, faith is confidence in God. Faith is dependence upon God. And faith brings obedience to God. Romans 1 and the verse is 5. He said, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. For what purpose? For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. You see that? We have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. For obedience to the faith. So, you see, the point, the people of the Old Testament, all that they knew, it was obedience of fear, lest God punish them. Obedience, if I don't obey this word of God, the Lord is going to punish me. That was the people of the Old Testament. So a lot of hypocrisy. It's like they were, they are not willing to do it, but because of the punishment, let me go ahead and do it. So they were doing these things for rewards. For rewards. If I do this, the Lord will bless me. If I don't do this, I am going to receive curses. Then since I want to be rewarded, I better do this one. That was obedience in fear. In fear. They were not doing things from within. It's not something that, this is something that I really want to do to please my God. I have faith. You know, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want to do this to please my God. This is something that is being proceeded from within. Not because of the blessings. If I do this, God will bless me. So then let me do this. Then let me do this. No. But in the case of children of God, it is something that is from within. We do everything God tells us to do because we know that whatever that the Lord tells us to do, it is for our good. That is a different mindset. It is not because of the reward. But I do know that the word of God is meant for my good. I come to God in faith because I know that God is God. And knowing God as my father, not the policeman as the people of the Old Testament knew him, but my father who is, you know, had planned it all unto my good. So whatever that I do, or whatever that he tells me to do, that I do, I am not doing this in the fear of what he's going to do to me if I don't do it. But I am doing this, you know, in the reverential fear, the fear that a child should have for his father. In the sense that whatsoever that daddy tells me to do, it is going to turn to my own good. Even if it might seem like something that is not, you know, obvious. You might see it as something that is just, why the Lord will ask me to do such a thing? It doesn't seem like there is a benefit coming to me in this thing. Believe me, God who spoke it, he knows what he is doing. What he puts you in there, it is for you to be doing it, and the Lord is shutting the mouth of your enemies. When they will see you going through that situation, they said, we have finished him. They don't know that these are the stepping stones for you to come up higher. A group of people decided that this time we are going to kill this donkey that has been causing us a lot of problems. And they dig a hole and they put the donkey in there and they started shoveling dust to cover, bury the donkey. And every time that they would throw the dust, the soil into the donkey in the pit, the donkey would shake itself and step up. And they continue. More, he will be shaken and step up. More, he will be shaken and step up. So as they continue feeling, thinking that they are burying the donkey, the next thing they knew is that the donkey was already up and said, hey, bye-bye. So whatever that the enemy is doing, by the time that they were throwing the dirt on you and all that, God said, don't worry, just shake yourself. My son, don't worry. Just shake yourself. Take it easy. Don't pay attention to them. Don't play their gossip. Don't do this. Follow me. Follow me. I cannot put you to shame. And the Lord is strengthening you. And you keep coming. And we are preaching the word. So God will protect you. The resources of the Lord, they are yea and amen. Promises of God, they are yea and amen. God who spoke to you, it shall surely come to pass. We continue giving you that word of encouragement. No matter how long it takes, you shall surely come out unto the fulfillment of the living God's word in the name of Jesus Christ. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Whatever that God tells me to do, it is for my good. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 10 and 11. Sometimes the enemy just wants us to be remaining in the pit by throwing so much dust on us, and we are caught into their craftiness. So he said, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. Hallelujah. Now you watch this scripture. What the enemy wants you to do is that when someone has done something to you, that you keep it in your heart. What you have done to me, I will never forget it. And I will never forgive you. You know what it means? Satan wants, he wants you to stand at the same spot. Because according to this word, he said, if you forgive someone, I, the Lord, also forgive you. You forgive. So, if you are holding something against somebody, who is on the bandage? You. If someone has done something wrong to you and you free the person, you see, who is moving forth? You. So God said it. He said, as you do it unto them, remember, it is something that is bouncing to your own account. Release them. They came to Jesus. They said, Jesus, this woman has committed fornication. According to the law of Moses, this woman, she must be stoned. What do you say? The Lord started writing on the ground. Say, Jesus, why are you writing on the ground? There is already a written word from Moses. They want to trap Jesus. Jesus lifted up his eyes. He said, if anyone is here who had never sinned, please let that person be the first person to cast the stone to this woman. Kill her. And right there in their surrounding, they started dropping the stones. We as children of God, we are not to have stones in our pockets against nobody. We are not. All of them were having stones in their pockets, ready to kill this woman. There was only one man who did not have any stone. As everybody dropped the stone and left, they have to go. You know why? Because they knew who Jesus was. This is the coming. He said, you know, it was the coming of the prophetic ministry of Jesus. What you have done in your chamber, Christ knows it. So if you were there, you dare to stand forth and say that, you know what, I'm clean. I'm going to stone you and finish you. Jesus said, oh, hold on, since you said you were clean, let me tell you. You know, yesterday, do you remember Road, Tondell, by the apartment 507. You remember, sister, so and so, what you were doing. He said, but that girl, she's the brother, that is your wife, this man. He will tell your secret. So they dropped the stones and they left. Jesus has no condemnation upon nobody. Jesus doesn't condemn you. The heart that has come into repentance, no matter what you have done, if you only decide that this time, I'm just going to look unto Jesus Christ, the Lord who has no stone against my life, The Lord who will not, you know, bring any form of shame. God who had a promise, whatever that the enemy has done to my life, it doesn't matter anymore, because now the word of the living God, the word of promise has come to me. Salvation has come to my door. I am going to open this Jesus and I'm accepting him as my Lord and my Savior. And whatsoever that the Lord has spoken over my life, whatever that the enemy has done, it is over now. I am now heading to the direction of Christ. It shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. It is for our good. But the enemy wants you to keep on holding grudges against your husband. I will never forgive him. That is why you are miserable. I will never, what you have done to me, I will never forgive you. I will never, no. It is a weapon of the enemy. There is a message that I preached. It's still on the web. He says, unforgiveness is a satanic weapon. Because you come to find out that what they have done, Satan is the one that probably used this one or empowered that person to even come and do whatever that they did to you. Just because he tried so many times to get you and he couldn't. So he passed by your mother. He passed by your father. He passed by a sibling. He passed through, you know, a relation. To what? To snare your life. Because how can a brother do this to me? Even somebody from outside cannot do such a thing to me. So how can a brother? And he said, I'm not going to forgive him forever. Your life is going to be snared forever. That is what Satan wants. Free him. Release him. May the Lord give somebody grace to release anyone that you have in captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 3. And the verse is 8. He said, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And 1,000 years as one day. Don't be covetous. Don't think that it is too late for you. Don't see what they have been doing and he said, oh yeah, we all came together in this year. So we came in 19. And then you were mentioning, look at this one. He had already built this. He had already done that. He had already. Hey, the Lord is telling you that for you, it is different. For you, it is different. What you have been going through and thinking that, Lord, enough is enough. All these things is too much on me. The Lord said that my daughter, my son, don't worry. Don't look onto their situations and start comparing yourself. Have faith in me, God. Because whatever that they have done throughout all this time, when I start with you, when I am finished with you and start with you, the years that the cankerworms and the locust has been eating, those years you shall see flourishment. You shall see. That day, you know, you are already classified as someone who is just useless in America. Useless in America. You are not useless. You are at school. The Lord is preparing you for a higher height. The Lord is preparing you. Said the rejected stone, the cornerstone, the one that the rejected stone has now become the cornerstone. So where they are thinking that the hope will be coming from, that's not you that they thought you would be nobody. Today, you are the one that is sending and feeding them. And the Lord is taking you higher and higher and higher in the name of Jesus Christ. Be patient with the Lord. And I'm closing just right here. We are talking about faith that brings obedience to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse is 21. Downwards, I'm going to read from 21 to 25. He says, after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. You see that? The world by wisdom. But it was the wisdom of God for the world not to know God. Read it well. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. God did it so. God made it so. He said, it pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. It pleased God by the foolishness. When the word of God came to you, the word of promise came to you, it seems like it is foolish. Oh God, look at me. 90 years man, Abraham, to bring forth not even a child. But you are saying I should count the stars, that I'm going to have that many. Everything around me, be realistic. I know you are God, but this one is just like. The Lord said, he's the one behind it. He's the one behind it. God, in his wisdom, had made somebody close your case. They have written you off. It is the wisdom of God. They are not even looking on onto your directions anymore when they are calling the family members. Oh, this one, the drunkard, leave him alone. Oh, that poor one, leave him alone. Oh, we are asking you to go and call people. This one is not among people. God did it so. God made it so. Oh, forget about that church goer. Everything about him is church. He doesn't want to come to reality. Always tying the scarf and so-called. She's just entertaining herself as a woman of God. Oh, leave her alone. But you keep coming and hearing the word of God. And the faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. And you are being increased in faith. And as you are being increased in faith, your God is working you. The Lord is working you out. And gradually, from faith, you are being led to glory. From glory to glory. Unto the living God's purpose. Foolish things, God will make them think something that is not right in your sight. So if you don't pay attention, something that your God is doing to promote you, you are just going to stand. I thought you were my mother. How can you do this to me? No. Let them continue. Let them continue throwing the dust on you. Let them continue afflicting you. Let them believe whatever that they want to believe. But you continue believing on your Jesus. Continue walking with Christ. It's just a matter of time. And we thank God. God himself is time. So he said that this wisdom, for the Jews, I'm reading 1 Corinthians 1, 22. For the Jews, they required a sign. They want to see. And the Greeks, they seek after wisdom. They seek after wisdom. But we preach crucified. Say, we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, a stumbling block. And unto the Greeks, foolishness. So you can see, the Jews, they are looking for signs. We have many that are living their lives today looking for signs. Looking for signs. So if they can see you that, this is the type of car he's driving, and this is what he has. When we have the family meeting, call him. But if they see you that you're always coming walking, and probably you have not even changed clothes for a while. You have been washing them, but you have not changed them. You wait at home until the cloth is dry before you go. Forget about him. They are looking for signs, and they are judging people according to signs. If they cannot identify their expectations in you, you are not counted as someone that is worthy. And the ones that are also, seeking for the wisdom, he said, unto the Greek, these things are stumbling blocks. They stumble at it. They stumble at it because they look at it, they said, oh no, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Could you possibly believe that at the time that God called Noah to build the ark, and God spoke to Noah, Noah, build this ark. I am going to destroy the world. I'm going to destroy everything. Noah preached for 120 years, telling people, amend your ways. God is going to destroy this land. God is going to destroy this. They said, we are in the pretty much in the desert here. What are you talking about? So you see Noah with his family carrying wood, carrying, making the ark. People will be seeing them. They said, what a foolish man. Have you seen the madman over there who is building the ark? It has become, the promise has become a stumbling block. Noah, his actions, obeying the word of the living God, had become some. So the signs that they want to see, you have, he has gone mental. He has gone mental. But the time will prove itself. But when the time of the living God is yet, when the promise has come to fulfillment, God said, go in there, close the ark, don't open the window. I'm very sure that that time, people were trusting in their houses. So they went to the top of the house and the water got there. Some were trusting in the big trees. They went on top of the trees, the water got there. Whatsoever that you be trusting in, it is going to fail. It is only in the word of the living God that would definitely bring someone onto expectation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You'll be facing all this. But we preach Christ crucified. We preach Christ crucified. So unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of Almighty God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Unto you that is called. Unto you that is called. The Christ that is being preached, it is your moment of salvation. It is your moment of fulfillment. The promises of God, they are yea and amen. In Christ Jesus, as far as you remain in Christ and continue believing in the word of the living God, everything that God said he's bringing to pass, it shall surely come to pass unto his glory. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.